Hey guys, and welcome to another update. This is going to be in both video and podcast format, so you can listen to the dulcet tones of myself and Stephen Brewis. We're currently just on Skype right now, having a bit of crack. These are going to be relatively informal and easy listening or watching, depending what you're doing. And we just thought we'd give you like a to-be-fit little update, but hello, Mr. Brewis.
Hello, Mr. Bickle.
How are you doing?
My office. Part finished office, but, you know, just trying to adapt with the times. And I guess this is how we're gonna interact for a while.
I guess so, because we are officially locked down.
Yeah, day two of the official lockdown, but what's this, day five of the gym being shut?
Yes.
Day six.
So I think the last time people may have heard from us would have been that very solemn video that we gave.
On Friday.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, right then was very kind of, did feel very final from our perspective, didn't it? It was very kind of demoralising.
Yeah, it was a strange day, Friday, actually. Obviously, I was at home, I was just watching TV, you were at work, and neither of us watched the news or the announcement that the gyms are shut. It was Annalise who texted, obviously, me and you together, and I picked up that message, and then obviously I rang you and then came down to the gym, and we literally just recorded that message. So for those who watched that video clip we put out, that was, you know, it was unscripted, it was unplanned, it was just within minutes of us coming to the gym, and that was like us just speaking from the heart, really.
I mean, that was like some Oscar-winning performance from us that really cut deep. We had a lot of messages from clients who were saying that, you know, they were moved to tears. And we were kind of close to, especially when I was speaking, I had a little lump in my throat.
Yeah, it was an emotional day, you know, especially being, you know, told we've got to shut the doors for an uncertain amount of time.
Yeah, one of our members came in and she was paying for HIT. She's like, oh no, what was it? I can't remember, but she was like, you know, oh, you've got to close. That was the first news I heard, and I was like, do it?
Right.
Yeah.
I think up until that point, we were both fairly confident we could stay open, and, you know, we were trying to do everything we could, you know, in terms of the cleaning and stuff like that to ensure that we stayed open, but obviously that wasn't the case.
I think, I don't want to kind of go on about this virus too much, because I think it's filled everybody's life, but it's the right thing in reality, and I think back then we didn't realize the extent of how bad it was.
Yeah, it's obviously, you know, it's the right thing, and that's why we're doing our meetings and our work like this. You know, this is what, probably the third or fourth time we've spoke already today. Yeah. By Skype, FaceTime or phone call. You know, we're complying with social distancing. We're doing our work remotely. And, you know, it is the right thing to do. I haven't been out the house today or yesterday. You know, I'll be going out at some point later this week for food, and that'll be it. But, you know, anything we can do to slow down the spread of this virus, is shit as it is for us in a business position, it's, you know, it's for the bigger picture.
Yeah, and I think, you know, in reality, there's a lot of self-employed people out there, or people that own their own business, just like us, that are kind of holding on to the last string, I guess, in terms of like staying at work. And it's like the longer potentially they do that, the longer this is going to go on for. And as they say, they're trying to, you know, lower the curve or whatever they're saying.
Yeah, you know, it's like you said, it is the right thing to do. It's an unfortunate thing for a lot of businesses, but, you know, the government is putting things into place to help us out. So hopefully we can get on some of those soon. A lot of them are still kind of up in the air, unavailable. But, you know, we'll get through it, and it's the right thing to do for the health of the country.
I think probably it's a good time for us as well to kind of thank those that have reached out to us and that are supporting us via either. So what was it, Saturday? I couldn't sleep. I woke up at 1:30 in the morning, but just got to work with kind of giving people who had reached out saying, listen, I don't even live near you, but is there anything we can do for you, like contribute to the survival of To Be Fit? So I knocked together some kind of, I don't want to say donation links, makes it sound like a charity, but an opportunity for people to support To Be Fit. And that's at tobefit.co.uk/support. And they could contribute as little as a fiver towards us a month. You know, so set all that up and things like that. But it's been very reactive from ourselves. I don't really think we've had time to think. You did yesterday.
Yeah. Brady watched my Instagram TV story yesterday. I had a bit of a meltdown. I think, you know, the reaction of everything from Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday, I was kind of just running on adrenaline and just trying to react to the situation and get through it. And then for some reason yesterday, everything just hit us. And that was like my day to kind of to have a wobbler, I guess. But, you know, like I was saying, I spoke to you quite a bit. I spoke to Craig, spoke to a couple of other people. I've got Jen here, you know, just kind of chilled out last night, got away from the computer. I was trying to do a bit of work on the computer and just made a nice dinner last night and watched The Gentleman and just tried to relax. And I woke up today and I feel great. You know, the sun's out, which I think always helps.
I noticed you had your Yorkshire pudding and pie combo.
What can you have when you're vegetarian? When you make a Sunday dinner? It's a veggie pie.
Aren't you pescatarian, Stephen?
Oh, let's not open that door. Let's not open that door.
He had a fish once.
Yeah. Oh, but no, you know, I'm feeling way better today. And I think it was, you know, like I was recording a video I'm going to put up later. I was saying, you know, I almost felt embarrassed to post that Instagram TV story yesterday about me having a bit of a down day. But I thought, you know what, it's important to do because everyone's going to have those days, especially at the minute. And, you know, self-employed people especially who, you know, jobs, careers are up in the air. And I think that was it. It was just, you know, everything kind of felt like it just came tumbling down. Everything we've done over the last 10 years to build the brand, I was just panicking yesterday that we were going to lose it. But, you know, speaking to you, speaking to Craig, speaking to everyone else, and, you know, the messages that came through following that video, I think people were actually worried about this. I was just having a bit of a damn day. I wasn't a danger to myself or anyone. But it was one of those days, and, you know, speaking to everyone made us feel a hell of a lot better. And woken up today and, you know, back to normal chirpy self.
Yeah, you'd asked me whether you thought it was a little bit, I don't know, I don't really want to, don't know what to say, what you asked what it was, whether it came off bad or not. And I just said, no, it was very real, you know, and this is one of the things, my headaches with social media is you only ever see the highlights, and, you know, we've got to kind of show the lowlights and, like, document this. This is the whole point of doing this little podcast and this video, is just to say, right, this is where you are. And I also said, because we will be having these with Craig as well, sorry, is for a lot of people, especially who come to Be Fit, you know, interacting with us is a big part of their life. So we want to still have that connection with them. We're just going to have it in a bit of a different way now.
Yeah, I think that's it. You know, everything's changed. It's not just for us. You know, everyone's life's been kind of affected by this in some way, and anything we can do to remain to still give some sort of normality to our customers and ourselves as well. You know, I was in a video I was recording before, it's like, you know, it seems weird to have not seen you in person other than that Friday night and Monday when we did the equipment hire. Really, you know, we used to see each other most days at work. It's pretty strange.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, we'll talk about the hiring of the equipment, because that wasn't something that we really wanted to do, was it?
No, it wasn't. You know, for us, that kind of signifies like 10 years worth of hard work that we've kind of put back into the business and accumulated all that equipment. And to hire it out to people, you know, was putting a lot of trust in our members. And, you know, we we talked about how we were going to make it work, and it was very hard to find a fair way of doing it. We didn't really want to charge people to do it, to take the stuff, but we weren't kind of left a lot of choice, really, other than we couldn't have given it away to people, because then it wouldn't have been fair that somebody would have got a Rowan machine and somebody else might have got a pair of 8 kilo dumbbells. So we just came up with a sliding scale of price per month based on the value of the equipment.
Yeah, and as you say, like a pair of 8 kilo dumbbells is very different to, you know, a brand new ski erg or bike erg that we've literally just gotten like 4 weeks ago or something.
Well, yeah, we spent $7,000 on equipment like 4 weeks ago, yeah. And we don't actually have any of it now. Essentially, it's out in the community with our members.
I tell you what, that leg press was a right arsehole to get in my car.
Where have you put that in your bedroom?
Yeah, it's in Frankie's room. No, but it, like as you say to them, just collecting a kettlebell. That kettlebell is representative of, you know, 10 years of accumulation. And for those that don't know the backstory, we literally started, you know, roughly 10 years ago in a school and in a school hall. And it didn't work at first. A few months, it was basically tanked. And then we kind of started the actual, like, the growth of 2BFIT. But, you know, that's a story for a different time. But it's just to give a little bit of a brief background and understanding that how, you know, emotionally interwoven 2BFIT is part of our lives and other people's lives who have literally grown with us over the past 10 years.
Yeah, you know, we've still got members now who were coming to our classes we used to do out in this, you know, Rosebery School Hall or dance centres, whatever it was that we used to hire out to do classes. You know, people have stuck with us for those years, and people have, you know, when we first opened the gym, we've still got members who joined when we first opened. And, you know, it's a strange one to have to shut the doors and give our equipment away essentially for a short period of time, especially when we don't know how long it's going to be. And I think this is one of the hard things for us, is we don't actually know how long we're going to be shut for. You know, it could be a month, it could be two, it could be three, it could be longer. And we're just trying to react to this situation as best we can. You know, nobody knew this was coming. Nobody knew the severity of this disease. And we're just doing everything we can to provide you guys a service and keep 2BFIT running in any way we can.
Yeah, and the way I see it, it kind of is what it is. It's not like we're going to be struggling because we're shit. It's like the world's in the same trouble. And, you know, I fully believe the government don't want businesses, no matter how big or small, to go to shit, because it'll just kill the economy. So they are going to literally protect it as best they can. And as we've been saying, the, you know, two people as well, there's opportunities within these this bit of an unfortunate time for us. Like, we've been given essentially a little bit of gift of time.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that's a big thing for us. You know, we're very busy with 2BFIT. We've got other things going on. You know, you've got Frankie, you've got a family. And, you know, the time for us was very hard to come by. And I think what this has given us is a chance to speak to each other more, because although we used to see each other most days, it was kind of like ships in the night. Is that right? Say?
Yeah, ships in the night. Yeah, that's just going back to my nautical pastime, yeah.
You know, like when we were at work together, we never really got a huge amount of time to actually work on the business together. So for me and you, this is a good chance to do Skype calls like this and audio calls and work on the business remotely, but to explore new avenues with 2BFIT. So, you know, although it's a bit of a shit time, it's also quite an exciting time for us to open new doors and kind of explore new territory.
Yeah, I can't just imagine stopping still and being like, well, let's just wait to see what happens. We've had to really react, and, you know, we've opened up like an online support group just on Facebook right now, but we're hoping to develop that and grow that. And these are how things really come about. You know, 2BFIT started, well, a class a week out of a school hall, look at it now, you know, in this online support group. It's just a group on Facebook, but where can it go?
Exactly. And it's great to see everyone just talking about the equipment, or going back to the equipment type before. It's great to see everyone obviously posting videos and or photos and, you know, clips of their workouts they've been doing with the equipment at home in that support group, and giving other members and other people who've got that equipment ideas of what they can do from home.
Yeah, that's encouraging to see. And the support in the community. And I think this has kind of really underlined what 2BFIT is about.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's good to see everyone pulling together. And like I said, it's a crap situation. We've all been dropped in with this, but, you know, it's good to see everyone kind of pulling together and helping each other out. You know, and to the point where yesterday I had that day, and, you know, the amount of support I got from members was amazing. So, you know, it kind of works both ways. We do everything we can for you guys, but it's really nice to get that kind of support back as well. So, you know, thank you guys for that.
Yeah, going back to obviously how supportive the clients have been as well, again, a huge thanks. We fully understand that they are paying for a gym membership, and obviously we're not able to supply that service right now, given the situation, but we are hoping to support the future of 2BFIT, and that there is a gym left standing and a customer base left standing when we reopen.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think that's it. That all we're doing at the minute is trying to protect the business. And, you know, over the next however long it's going to be, we're not taking the salaries from the business. You know, we're relying on the government initiatives to get us through this time. You know, we've kind of killed any unnecessary expenses from the business, and it's just all we need to do is just ensure it ticks over and the business is there to open again when we're allowed.
Yeah, and that's the thing from a personal standpoint is like, right, a mortgage break, which I've applied for, my car finance, which incurs a £50 whatever charge on top of just freezing it for 1 month. So I've just froze it for 1 month to see what happens. And at the end of the day, there's just kind of snowballs in either direction, and there's a knock-on effect seemingly just up and down the chain.
Yeah, it's unprecedented times. You know, nobody kind of knows what's happening at the minute, how long it's going to last. We're just trying to do everything we can to ensure that 2BFIT goes on.
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to keep this relatively short, and my wife will be kicking off that. My son's had a two-hour afternoon nap. He'll be bouncing off the walls. But yeah, we want to kind of, certainly with the podcast and probably uploading these videos up onto our channels and YouTube, just relatively raw and kind of unpolished, as I'm sat here with my Yeti mic and pop filter.
Spider drawn on your fridge.
Yeah, Stephen's mic didn't come in time.
No, I've got a boom here. I don't know if you can see it. I have a mic stand with nothing on the end.
What you should do the next time is have like a toilet roll and make your own.
I don't have any.
Oh, shit. Ah, yes. Hashtag stockpiling.
Yeah, I didn't get around stockpiling. That's a joke. I do have a couple. Yeah, but in a week or two, it's going to be getting dangerous.
You're not just dipping yourself in the sink.
Not yet. We'll see what happens.
All right. No, but we'll just kind of close off there. But we are looking to kind of do this a little bit more. And as I mentioned, we're going to get Craig involved as well and just have some crack as well. Just keep it relatively informal, answer maybe questions people may have regarding training, nutrition, how to kind of structure their days and lives during this kind of busy time. I mean, is there any closing things you'd like to say, Mr. Stephen?
Mr. Stephen. just thank you guys, everyone you know, who supported us so far, and will hopefully continue to do so. You know, we're hugely appreciative of you guys, and we're going to do everything we can to provide you with a service during the time that the doors of the gym are shut. But we're also doing everything we can to make sure those doors open again.
Yeah, and I just think one last time I would like to say a massive thank you, but if people do want to kind of go and support us, there will be links within the description. It's just tobefit.co.uk/support. Anything's appreciated. You get access to that little private group, and obviously you help two lads out that are just trying to do the right thing. But no, thank you for listening, and we will, or watching, and we will see you next time.